WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The roots of College Station, a railroad station for those attending and working at Texas A&M, may be part of the city's future. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs is investigating the possibility of creating light rail service as a way of reducing street traffic generated by students.
And just so happens that over the holidays, my daughter is going to be going to graduate school up at Colorado State. The university and public business, as well as the city, got together and developed a light rail system that runs up and down. And the policy that they have there is that unless a student lives on campus, that student doesn't get an on-campus parking pass.
Mooney also wants to visit with other universities to learn what they're doing to reduce street traffic. The local Macy's store survives another round of closures. The department store chain announced yesterday 63 stores out of 730 will be closed this spring, and two more will be closed by the middle of the year. More than 6,000 jobs are affected. Three other stores closed last year, and 32 more will shut down at a time yet to be determined. Bryan police make two arrests following separate reports of gunfire where no one was hurt.
One incident involves the sixth arrest of a 19-year-old Bryan man since last April. It's after a resident of four plexes behind the Westgate Center off Welburn Road reported someone kicking in their neighbor's door. Then they heard a gunshot. According to the arrest report, officers chased a suspect through three apartment complexes and crossed Welburn Road where his pants got stuck in a briar patch near the railroad tracks. Dequandis Blue was arrested for evading arrest with prior convictions. The occupant of the fourplex where the door was kicked in did not want to press charges. Investigators obtained a search warrant and recovered from that unit an undisclosed number of firearms and an undisclosed amount of narcotics. No arrests were made following the search. In an unrelated incident, the 36th arrest of a Bryan man since 1987 followed gunfire near his West Bryan home. 46-year-old Gary Stewart was arrested for public intoxication, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, throwing his handgun over a neighbor's fence, and evading arrest with prior convictions. Stewart denied having a gun or firing it. According to the arrest report, Stewart was released from prison last September on parole for felony stalking and manufacture and delivery of controlled substances. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Four employees and a customer of a North Bryan convenience store were not hurt during an armed robbery early Tuesday morning. Police report a white man who fired no shots left with an undisclosed amount of money from the Tetco store on Highway 21 at the freeway. A state law rolled out in September seems to be having a positive effect on child support payments.
The law lets the State Department of Motor Vehicles deny car registration renewals to anyone who's behind on child support payments. Janice Roth with the State Attorney General's office says the law is having the desired effect.
We have heard from 700 parents. 700 parents have made payments. They've paid $162,000 to their children because of this new law.
Rolfe says parents are notified 3 months in advance that they won't be able to renew their vehicle registration unless they make the back due child support payments. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
For the second time, Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs is serving as chairman of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. It's the first time someone has served twice in that position since the organization was founded in 1953. The timing comes as there are new faces at the FCC and the Texas legislature.
There are new people at the FCC, and these are people who will actually take our phone calls, and that's unusual for the Federal Communications Commission, but they are people who will listen to broadcasters and listen to our concerns. At the state level, it's a legislative year, and we're going to have a chance to meet with our legislators very soon. Of course, here on WTAW, we have them on the air, and we visit with them all the time. But it is it does make for a very busy term of office.
TAB President Oscar Rodriguez says Downs will be leading a 40-member board that represents the interests of the state's more than 1,200 over-the-air radio and television stations.
His leadership at the local community, his dedication to the organization over a long period of time, and his very active legislative advocacy in Austin and in D.C., and all of his experience just makes him ideally suited. I'm guessing if he ever wanted a third go-around, Texas broadcasters would happily give it to him.
Downs previously chaired the TAB board in 2003. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 45 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
811, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here are numbers.
Partly to mostly cloudy across the area for today. Temperatures close to 60 degrees this afternoon. Clouds will linger across the area tonight. It'll become breezy. It'll be chilly. Overnight lows 30 to 35. Cloudy, breezy, and cool tomorrow. Only 40 to 45. There could be a stray shower. Partial clearing and breezy tomorrow night will slip all the way back to 25. Sun shines in the forecast Saturday. Highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So he's president again.
Yeah.
Of the NA. Okay. So
did you hear that guy talking about him?
Yeah. That's man. Oscar. But Ben's bought him a lot of drinks. That's the reason.
Okay.
So
that
I mean, here's
sense.
The open. Let's critically listen to the open. See what we have to do with this.
He's the boss.
Yeah, okay, that's still
he's
right.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's.
Yeah.
Area man.
Texas Association of Broadcasters Chairman.
Well, see, we're again. Second time.
For the first time.
In history that
in
it's
history.
Been. Well,
and he even told him he'd let him do it a third time. He's not even had a chance to screw up the second time.
Yeah, see? Oscar should have never done that. So, I mean, here's my thought is so now he's going to have a sash that goes from his left shoulder across that says President 2017, and he's going to have one from his right shoulder across that would say whatever it was
2003.
Before. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, some years ago, and the deal is he was also on the board of directors of the National Association of Broadcasters. They're more radio and TV stations in Texas than any other state, and he was the only person from Texas on the national board. So he was on for two terms doing that. I went to a convention with Ben, and, you know, you get little... You got your name tag, you know, that mm-hmm. says Ben Downs, Bryan Broadcasting. And then you have these little stick-on ribbons that say different things. You ever seen a corsage for a high school homecoming, you know?
Uh-huh,
it goes
uh-huh.
down to about your knees.
Yeah, like a mom.
That's what he had. He had these little ribbons on there all the way down to his knees, pretty much, of all these things that made him super indifferent because sometimes he was speaking at the convention and then he was a board member and then a past board member. So now at the TAB convention, see, his little name badge will say president, past president, yeah, president again.
Yeah.
I mean,
future president.
Adding ribbons.
They're having to make special ribbons for his name badge because of this.
Man.
He's going to be impossible to live with.
I mean, I might have to put my shoes on.
Yeah, and we may not be getting donuts anymore.
Ugh.
All right. Wash our ears out. Back to the Consumer Electronics Show. So we told you you get love for $120. Okay. And when you think about the Consumer Electronics Show, the highest tech, the newest, most cutting-edge thing, wouldn't you think of an underwater drone that can watch what you're fishing?
First thing I think of.
Drones are out there in the droves, as you can imagine, by the consumer electronics people who are showing these things off this year. New and interesting ways that people can use them now, like when they're fishing. Although plenty of people have taken their aerial drones to the sky to help them spot sea creatures, a company called Power Vision has created a submersible robot called the Power Ray that can help you catch fish.
Finally.
The Power Ray will dive to a depth of 98 feet, and an optional add-on fish finder sonar system can help you track fish 130 feet deeper, giving you a potentially unfair advantage over your poor little fitties.
Oh,
what will we do?
You're a human. You already have an unfair advantage.
That's right. There's an onboard camera and a Wi-Fi system that can transmit images, data, and real-time 1080p streaming, so high-def streaming, which can be accessed using your iOS or your Android app. Users can all, but that means you're going to have to put your beer down.
And where's the fun in that?
Yeah, you got your pole in one hand, you got your beer in the other. Now you got to have to put it down to pick up your phone so that you've got the app.
Not worth it.
So the robot can also do all that work for you, adding to the unfair fishing advantage. The device has a blue-tinted light intended to lure fish, as well as a precision remote bait drop that can deliver bait to a desired location using the mobile app.
Cheaters!
Luckily, today is the outdoor show for Clip Howard, and he'll be able to tell them about that again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So there. All right, Vine, as we know it, shuts down on January 17th. Just letting you know.
All right.
Never used it.
Yep, they confirmed yesterday the service will be closed down. On that day, the app will become Vine Camera, which is a stripped-back version of the software that lets you shoot and export six-second loops to Twitter or your camera roll. As promised, the Vine website will remain untouched, acting as an archive for your older uploads. You can watch classic clips. Oh, nothing like nothing like watching a six-second classic clip.
Oh, remember that one back in the day.
How could I ever have forgotten
those
that?
Those were the greatest 5 seconds of my life.
Yeah, exactly. So there. All right, it's 8:17. So Tiffany Wright has carved out a career doing a job that no one else had ever thought of. She is a professional bridesmaid.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you need a fill-in.
That's it. A sort of a professional friend slash assistant that stands by the bride on her big day, helping take care of everything that needs to be done, even writing speeches. But her services don't come cheap. She charges $150 an hour to stand by the bride on her big day. She realized this was her calling after she attended 17 weddings in 2 years and saw the same stressed-out behavior. You ever watch Bridezilla?
Yeah.
Seen about a half of one of those. That was enough.
Yeah.
She's in the UK and also runs a business that helps men propose to girlfriends.
Wow.
Should have met that guy in Florida who ended up getting whacked by the 2x4.
Yeah, she could have helped prevent that.
But the bridesmaid service is her real bread and butter, she says.
That is so cool.
Really? You think so, huh? Yeah.
I think it's cool that she's making a living out of doing that. Now, there's a lot of people who, you know, being a bridesmaid, they almost dread being a bridesmaid.
All right, so
but
now,
if you enjoy it and you know, I don't know.
It's $120 an hour.
Okay.
But then does the bride provide a dress for you? Because, you know, if you're part of the wedding party, you may need to... You know, there's some people who want you to match. I mean, that's a deal.
I bet she has package deals. I bet she, this includes this, and this.
If she's a good entrepreneur,
the speech is probably extra.
Yeah,
you know.
All that stuff.
Well, she's making news. Sounds like she's doing pretty good at it to me.
Okay, see how that
good
works.
Good for her.
Nearly a century ago, Robert Marchand was told by a coach that he should give up cycling because he would never achieve anything on a bike. Well, that's all he needed. He proved that prediction to be wrong again yesterday. 105 years old. He's from France. He set a world record in the 105-plus age category. Yeah?
Yeah.
How hard would that be?
Yeah, I know. How many people are on that list?
I don't know if there was a record to break.
Okay, he's rocking 105, and he rode 14 miles in 1 hour on a bike.
Wow.
Did I mention he's 105?
Wow.
Received a standing ovation once he completed the last of his 92 laps 3 years ago At the same venue, he covered 16.7 miles in 1 hour to better his own world mark in the over 100 category.
Ah.
The current overall record for 1 hour is 33 miles. That was set by a British rider in 2015.
If that guy's doing that, we can get to the gym. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay, the world record is 33.8 miles. This guy did 14 miles, and he's 105.
Phew.
Just saying. Yeah, you're probably right. So, a Pennsylvania woman blew through a stop sign. Police gave chase for about a mile before calling it off. The SUV later spotted in a parking lot of a boat dock. Police approached. Woman behind the wheel gunned it. Ended up in the water. Yeah. Floating 20 feet offshore, she ignored police as they tried to help her. She stayed in her car and continued to drink beer.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. She's loving life, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing it her way.
I thought this was going to be bad, but it turned out good.
Just wanted to drink a beer on a boat.
That's it. One more Florida story for us today. This one from James Leslie Kelly. Convicted in connection with a May 2015 incident on that date that James went to the Verizon store, used his ID to steal from an existing customer with the same first name and last name, but a different middle name. In a suit filed last week, James claims the Verizon employee spent an hour and a half with him and should have realized that the ID meant that he wasn't the real guy and it didn't match up.
Right.
So what do? You sue Verizon for $72 million. I'm thinking that'll get thrown out.
I hope so.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. South Korean tech giants LG and Samsung have launched TVs that aim to better blend into consumers' living rooms. At the Consumer Electronics Show, LG showed off a set that can be fitted almost flat against a wall, while Samsung showed a new kind of TV that's designed to look like a painting. It displays art when not in use. After blocking the New York Times publication's English and Chinese websites for almost 5 years, Chinese authorities have now had Apple pull the paper's news apps from the App Store in China. The New York Times called the removal of its apps deeply regrettable. A Swiss insurance agency has ruled that Uber drivers are employees for which the company must pay Social Security contributions, dealing a blow to the U.S. ride-hailing platform that says drivers are freelance contractors. The California-based startup stands accused in many countries of bypassing national labor protection standards and shunning collective negotiation with drivers who work on freelance terms. On Wall Street, futures a bit lower. That's Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
The Sleepwalking Brain. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Listener Courtney Sladek wrote to ask what happens in the brain when someone is sleepwalking. We turn to University of Montreal sleep disorders expert Antonio Zadra. He says researchers used to think that sleepwalkers were acting out their dreams, but newer research suggests that parts of a sleepwalker's brain are actually asleep while other areas are still awake.
What happens in sleepwalkers is that they get stuck in between. Because part of their brains are still sleeping, they sometimes will lack judgment, do behaviors which make little sense. On the other hand, their perceptual systems can still function reasonably well.
Zadra says sleepwalking is usually harmless, but that anyone who's concerned about their sleepwalking should consult with their physician. If you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There you go. Good morning, 824, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So you think everybody wants tech, but you know what? There was some unwanted tech out there this year, according to Declutter, which is a site that buys unwanted cell phones and DVDs and CDs. I guess there ought to be those kind of people. Video games and books and that kind of thing. One Direction's album, Take Me Home, was the most unwanted tech item for Christmas this year. One Direction?
Huh. Yeah, I mean, they're really popular.
I know.
So I don't...
All right. In the 48
take it
hours,
back, I don't want it.
Yeah. In the 48 hours post Christmas, 9,916 copies of the album were traded in. Boy, there are a lot of people who really didn't like it.
Yeah.
Call of Duty: Infinite Warfare was the most traded video game. Mm. Frozen, the most traded DVD. Yeah. Thanks.
I've already heard. We have three.
Yeah, I've heard the song.
That's, I was going to say, you do wonder how many it's because they got multiple for Christmas.
That's it. Let's get them that because nobody else will get them that, right?
Yeah.
And the iPhone 6 was the most sold phone, which, again, probably the problems that they have there. But, see, there is stuff they don't want. So tonight on TV, The Big Bang Theory comes on at 7 o'clock. Sheldon and Amy share details about, it says here, their terrible trip to Texas.
Oh, he's from Texas.
I know. Mm-hmm. He's from right up the road. He's from Cypress or someplace.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in the show, he's from Texas.
Oh, he's from Texas. Okay.
Yeah, like when he goes back home, his mom's this real, like, Southern Baptist.
Okay.
And it's funny.
Lori Metcalf
is
on tonight as Sheldon's mom. So we'll hear about
that.
Also tonight on NBC, at the exact same time, so you'll have to make a choice, it's Superstore. This is new. To kick off the new year, employees do their annual cleaning of the lost and found bin. Do we know Superstore? Do we know that show?
I think it's a sitcom based on the store.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, based on something that maybe looks like one of those big, like Sam's or Costco or something like that.
Okay, sure. Okay, that'll be fine.
Really
all know right.
Them.
So, you know, the Texas legislature is going, and it's this time of year when we start getting those bills out there. Here's a bill that the legislature guy has filed.
One Texas lawmaker says residents should be allowed to pack a pistol regardless of a permit.
We don't think the Texans should have to take a required class or pay a fee to exercise their Second Amendment rights to defend themselves.
Republican Representative Jonathan Strickland is pushing a so-called constitutional carry bill, adding it's popular with Texans.
So I'm feeling very good about the grassroots.
Strickland says it would still be illegal to own a gun for those already barred from possessing firearms, for example, convicted criminals. Meantime, Texas Democrats worry more untrained people with access to firearms is a dangerous combination.
Yeah, I kind of tend to agree.
Yeah.
I think you need to go ahead and take your course and know how to safely handle the gun.
Definitely.
Now, this Strickland guy is pretty interesting. He was in a runoff for this seat, and he apparently for 12 years was in a fantasy football league. And you need to remember that anything that you put out there, like in a blog or any of that football fantasy stuff, you know, it's always there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he apparently really said some bad things over the last 12 years. Yeah. And still got elected.
Yeah.
He is very conservative, but
like trash talking his opponents.
And more than that,
but
even
using just, probably
and some social issues too.
Okay.
So
just anyhow,
pretty interesting guy is all I can say. All right, here we go. As we begin the new year, I know we're 5 days in. We should have done this long ago. Five principles for happiness in the new year. Ready? Number one, give yourself a break. We all tell ourselves the story of the one that got away. You can't move forward because of whatever. Well, now's the time. Quit doing shoulda, woulda, coulda. It's 2017. Move on. Number two, get connected with your truth. The hardest thing to do is to be honest with yourself. Mm. Ask yourself some key questions that will motivate you to do what makes you better and create the life that you envision for yourself.
Or just make you feel really crappy.
Yeah, that too. Stop judging yourself. Be nicer to yourself in 2017. Next, stop judging others.
Yeah.
It's hard to be joyful when you're always judging other people. In fact, it's close to impossible. Judging others creates a huge amount of stress in your life, so don't do it. And pursue fun with a vengeance. It's okay to pursue fun. It really is. It's what kids do.
Yeah, well, and they're happy.
It's what kids try to do. Their parents sometimes have them doing too many things that
fun
they think
suckers
will make them happy. Yeah, parents are fun suckers.
Fun suckers.
But fun doesn't just happen. You have to make it a priority in your life or it will go missing. Life's short. Just do it.
Have fun.
Just be fun.
Be fun, damn it.
What if the news media, the ones considered legitimate, have deceived millions with fake news? Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here are two big news stories being spread online. First, the Russians were behind the explosion of fake news that got Trump elected. Second, the Russians hacked America's power grid to plunge the country into chaos. Blockbuster stories, shared all over online, originated with none other than the prestigious Washington Post. So they were accepted as true. But fact-checking by other media organizations has exposed both stories as false. The Post quietly issued retractions, but not before all the networks and online sites reported them as fact. We do not know the Post's motive in publishing fake news. Was it political, or was it to generate massive publicity and website traffic, which builds advertising revenues? Whatever the agenda, be aware, fake news has invaded the so-called legitimate media. Get breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service and paying insane bills, but getting less channels and service. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable and satellite. Learn more at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney is looking into what other university towns are doing to reduce student traffic on city streets.
I'm hoping we'll be able to develop a better relationship with some other universities to see what they're doing, because we've got to get away from just the way it is. We've got to see what we can do to make us better.
Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he is interested in exploring light rail, something that is done at Colorado State University.
Those of us who have been around here for a while know of, or actually some of our very older residents know of, the trolley system. I recall when I got here in the 80s, I could still see the tracks at certain spots, at certain intersections that went up to downtown Bryan. And just imagine a light rail system that would go from downtown Bryan, say, down to William Fitch.
The research comes as College Station joined Bryan, among other cities in Texas, in beginning a roadway maintenance fee that is added to utility bills. A Bryan man's 36th arrest since 1987 followed a gunfire outside his West Side home, and it's good news for neighbors living in the area of West 28th and Graham.
According to the arrest report, two witnesses told officers most of the neighborhood's afraid of 46-year-old Gary Stewart. One neighbor says that's because Stewart often gets drunk, walks around, and threatens people with his pistol or fires it in the air. A second neighbor thanked officers for the arrest. A third person who contacted 911 dispatcher said they did not want police contact, presumably out of fear of retaliation. Stewart, who denied having a gun or firing it, was arrested for public intoxication, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, throwing his gun over a neighbor's fence, and evading arrest with prior convictions. The arrest report also noted Stewart was out on parole for another 7.5 years. That's after he was released from prison last September following felony convictions for stalking and drugs. Bryan police responded to another report of gunfire at a fourplex off Wilburn Road behind Westgate Center. Witness reported seeing the suspect kick in a neighbor's door and heard a gunshot. The occupant living where the door was kicked in declined to press charges. Police obtained a search warrant and found in that unit an undisclosed amount of narcotics and an undisclosed number of firearms. No arrests were made following the search. The person accused of kicking in the door, 19-year-old Dequandas Blue of Bryan, was arrested after a foot chase for for evading arrest of prior convictions. It's Blue's sixth arrest since last April. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last August, Macy's announced closing 100 of its 730 stores as part of restructuring. Yesterday, the department store chain announced 65 locations are closing. The Post Oak Mall store is not among the eight in Texas that will close by the middle of the year. The list includes two locations in Houston, West Oaks Mall and Greens Point, along with stores in Pasadena, Beaumont, Tyler, Dallas, Plano, and El Paso. Macy's estimates more than 6,000 employees are losing their jobs. And for more than 60 years, the Texas Association of Broadcasters has never had someone chair the organization's board of directors more than once until this year. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs, who held that role in 2003, is again leading the board.
I've been in radio since I was 14 years old, and I love being involved doing this with broadcasters. I've stayed involved at the state level and the national level, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
He will lead a 40-member board that represents the interests of the state's more than 1,200 over-the-air radio and television stations. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 45 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. I'll have more news today at noon, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide total jewelry liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Good morning, 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
More clouds and sunshine today. Temperatures should be able to get up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. We'll keep quite a bit of cloudiness around tonight. It'll become breezy, lows 30 to 35. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's going to be a cool day. Highs tomorrow 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, partial clearing, breezy and cold, lows near 25. We'll have sunshine Saturday, highs on Saturday between 40 and 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. It's going to be 25, so don't forget to wrap the pets and bring the plants in. Oh, no, it's the other way around. Okay. So I'm just looking at renewable resources of energy, okay? Important thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the solar energy, that's a pretty good idea, right?
Sure.
So there's a company that manages an office park in New Jersey. They plan to build a large array of eco-friendly solar panel canopies, put them over the parking lots, okay? Mm-hmm. Help generate enough energy to power two buildings. Pretty good idea?
Sounds like it.
Till you cut down 100 trees to put them up.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work.
That's not
going to
go over well.
No, it's true. But aside from that, you know, it sounded like a good idea on paper. Mm. And they got together and decided it probably would.
Yeah.
Thursday, time to talk about things that are going on in the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you today,
Wonderful.
Scott?
So, what's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show?
Yeah. You have one that you watch?
I love Scorpion, personally.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I tried that.
And you?
Actually, we started watching British television because there's a lot of television that's just really not that. You know, I've watched Law and Order forever.
Sure.
And but those, I kind of like the shows that go. It takes two or three different episodes to tell the whole story. That way, you get a little bit better character development. You DVR a lot of stuff, or you watch it live?
No, I have to say we just use an antenna.
Oh,
we
live okay.
Out the country,
oh, that's okay. That's all right. Okay, I got you.
We do other things besides watch TV.
We
stay outside with our kiddo, and you know that kind of fun stuff.
Yes, well, it's one of the nice things about living in Texas. Usually, you can do that. This weekend, you won't be able to. Hey, you brought a guest with you this morning.
We sure did. We have Miss Stephanie Dolan from our planning department here.
Yeah,
She's going to be sharing some interesting things coming up. But before she starts, sure. I would like to remind folks that the Bryan Police Department is hosting another Citizen Police Academy. So if you're not familiar, it's an 11-week course that's designed to share the ins and outs of policing with our community. So we're accepting applications through January 19th, and the course begins on February 2nd. And also, the big event, it's coming up. You know, the largest student-led one-day service project brought mm-hmm. to you by Texas A&M, they are accepting applications now through February 17th. So if you go to thebigevent.tamu.edu, you can submit your job request online. And they're only accepting, you know, some. So you've got to make sure and get your request in soon. And then, of course, it's the first Friday, tomorrow. I know yeah. it's going to be a little breezy. It's going to be a little cool.
It will.
But a Happy New Year. So let's start yeah. off the first Friday of the year tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're from Minnesota, you'll feel right at home, right? Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, good. Hey, Stephanie, welcome back. You've been here before, right?
Yes, sir, I have. Thank you for having
me. Pull that microphone right in there first. Okay, you work for the planning department, which sounds like, oh, well, we know what that is, but really, there are a lot of things that you do in the planning department. Kind of give us the scope of what happens there.
Absolutely. So planning is going to be working with local developers as well as maybe people from across the state of Texas who are looking to build in Bryan. So that can be commercial or residential development. And planners work with people who come into our office, whether it be an engineer, the developer, or the builder, to make sure that they have all the permits and applications that they need to begin their project.
You know, one of the things that's, I guess, happened now as this area has continued to grow, you have two different things. You have first-time people who have never been in the planning department before, and it's a 101 kind of a thing for them. Yeah, that's good. And then you have people who do this all over the country. So their level of sophistication is probably pretty high. How have the demands of the planning department changed when you've had these people who have already done developments in other states or other cities in Texas?
So sometimes people will come in with a checklist and they'll have everything that they need to get an answer to right in the meeting. And other times we'll have individuals come in and they may not know the process or even where to begin. So it's really nice as a planner to have some diversity and to be able to walk those new time business developers through the process. Or if someone's done it multiple times, then maybe just explain what's different from other cities compared to Bryan.
Sure, every city is different, and as we learn to have. And that's what's kind of neat we've seen in Bryan in the last two or three years, the look of different residential products. I mean, that I'm thinking of the one back behind the health department, the one over by the Bryan post office on William J. Bryan. A couple of housing developments that have a completely different look than we've seen in Bryan, and that's kind of fun and different to see.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Now, you're here to also talk about one of the first things that you've major things that the city of Bryan's decided to do, and that's kind of do some rehab along Texas Avenue. I mean, that is a portal to the city. It's important. A lot of people go up and down that, and College Station made some changes in their portion of Texas Avenue years ago. Bryan now looking to do that, and you've got a program in place to try to help people who have businesses on Texas?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So last year, we adopted Blueprint 2040, which is our new comprehensive plan. And during that time, we received quite a bit of public input from our citizens expressing a interest in some type of project to help the Texas Avenue corridor. So in fiscal year 2017, $100,000 was set aside for some type of corridor beautification project. And so now we have this corridor beautification partnership is what we're titling it. And next Tuesday, the City Council will look at this proposal, which is essentially a matching grant program for businesses along Texas Avenue. And so that's going to be businesses from the Bryan College Station, City Limit Line, all the way up to State Highway 6.
Now, they need to make application, or what is that process if they do own a business there and they'd like to see if they qualify for this?
So if council approves it on Tuesday, then yes, the business owners along Texas Avenue will receive a letter in the mail from us letting them know that they are an eligible property based on their location. And then they can come in and talk to us, and we'll walk them through the application process, which will essentially entail a description of what they would like to do, what kind of enhancement. So it could be anything from landscaping to removing a dilapidated or no longer used sign, even just updating a sign. We're talking about parking lots improvements, access and circulation, and landscaping, and then in any type of outdoor storage if they're maybe looking to relocate it behind the property, anything that's going to improve the site. We'll want to work with property owners to see if they're eligible and then encourage them to apply for the program.
Now, does it have to be matched by the business? Is the city matching funds that person puts in?
Yes, sir. So it's
one to one?
That's correct. So if the business is proposing a $20,000 improvement, then the city's looking to match 10,000.
Okay. Now, can that be a franchise, multiple, in other words, a company that may have multiple locations throughout the state, or does it have to be a locally owned single situation?
If they're along Texas Avenue and they're a commercial property and they're looking to improve their business or their building, mm-hmm. we're looking to help them.
Okay. So, going to have to take action on council next week, but where will this be available so people can see the details of it?
Once it's approved and once we have our application up and running, it'll be posted on the Bryan TX website under Planning and Development as well as Economic Development.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
What else we got going on?
Well, I mean, I think we've hit the high notes.
Everything else?
I think so. Okay. I think we've got it covered. I mean, if you want to look to the future, if you want to save the date for February 4th, that's our annual Smoochapooch, where you can have a kissing booth with your puppy dog.
Really?
So, yes. Okay. You haven't been? Well, then you should be.
All right. And, of course, they can see all your meetings. Your city council meetings are available there live, and they're also archived. And then you can go to the website and watch them there,
yes,
too,
if you go to bryantx.gov on the homepage, scroll down on the lower left-hand corner. All of them are listed out in bullet form so that you're able to find them easily.
Great. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks a bunch. That's our community segment on Thursday as we visit with the folks from the city of Bryan on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. Hegseth, former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Table sponsorships and individual tickets are on sale now. The 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th. Log on to BrazosGOP.org or call 268-2308.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:46. You're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, Brian in Navasota. All right, so we've all lived in apartments before.
Mm-hmm. Living in one now.
Okay. Sometimes you got neighbors that are okay, sometimes not so much.
Mine are not so much.
Well, and the thing is, especially in our cases, Brad, you got to be up early. Your world is probably upside down from most people's, and you don't need them making noise and being disturbing you.
Oh, and they're super loud.
There you go. Guy in China, sick of hearing the thumps and the bumps from upstairs. His neighbor there got revenge. Police responded to an unusual noise complaint from a resident at the complex. In the home of the downstairs neighbor, officers found an electric motor that had been propped up against the ceiling to shake the floor above. Vibrations had, in fact, shaken things loose up there.
I have oftentimes myself, I have a little subwoofer that goes with my soundbar for my TV.
Okay.
And I've thought about maybe if I just hold it up to the ceiling and just blast something.
Funny. There you go.
When I lived in the dorms in college, you know, it was there. Those walls and floors are paper thin.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We were on the second floor, and the girls on the first floor used to throw shoes at the ceiling if we were being
That's
too
it.
Loud.
Use a broom handle. Yeah.
I'll throw my
things.
Wallet sometimes. I'll bang on the wall that I know like connects up to theirs. It's terrible. It's horrible.
Or you just yell, I can hear everything you're saying.
Yep. And I live in an older place, so it is definitely you can hear everything. Fine.
So, did you hear about the student from Yale who got the mumps?
No.
All right, his name is Tariq Zayed.
Okay.
Stuck in mumps quarantine for 5 days, had access to a bad TV, boxes of medical gloves, a pillow, and a value pack of Three Musketeers chocolate bars.
Oh, wow.
But with the help of his smartphone, Tarek made the best of the lousy situation to create a man alone on an island kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nearly 7 minutes long on Snapchat. Spending the 5 days, entertains himself with his social network, with the inanimate objects in his room, from being BFFs with an applesauce cup, a pillow, and an inflated latex glove that he named Sally.
Wow. And just to put that in perspective, Snapchats are 10 seconds long.
Oh,
maximum.
My.
If he was doing a maximum of 10 seconds, it had to take...
He's got time.
7 minutes.
But he did. It wasn't going anyplace. So that was fine. Did I see Mr. Downs wandering the hall?
Yeah. Yeah. He's around.
You want to stick your head out and see if you
can
find him?
Yeah, I got to go. I'll be back.
All right. Very good. All right. When she returns, then we'll see if Mr. Downs wants to come in
and talk about
defend himself or whatever he's
having
to do.
Having the power.
Yeah. Hey, good rule of thumb. Always look in the toilet before using it. Animal control officers in Arlington, Virginia, called to an apartment for a report of a snake in a toilet?
Ooh.
They didn't find just a snake. They found a juvenile yellow anaconda that's about 5 feet long. When fully grown, the snake can be 13 feet long.
Yikes.
And could clearly be dangerous to small pets and even people.
So it's a good thing they found it now.
Yeah. But again, how did it get there?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're going to think, oh, did it come through the sewer line? We're not sure.
Do we all have to worry about this?
Yeah, I'm thinking not, probably, until you do.
Dayhill, the Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide total jewelry liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Biggest week in Broadway history. Broadway,
really?
Yep. Broadway League says for the week ending January 1st, 33 shows currently on Broadway grossed $49.7 million. That has never been done before. 359,500 people filled up. That's a 96% of all the available seats. Last year's total was not nearly as much. Average ticket price for the holiday week, $138. Last year was $120. People going to the shows.
Yep.
Going to the shows. So maybe just don't drink and drive. Then you wouldn't have to hide your DWI. 43-year-old Joseph Talbot of New York was so determined to hide his that he bought hundreds of copies of the local paper so nobody could read about it or see the mugshot from his drunk driving arrest. Obviously, Joseph isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. He forgot the website.
Yeah. And there are those people who like to check that kind of stuff on the daily.
They will. If you aren't with us this morning, it's whipped cream day and it's also bird day. Just like
bird day.
Yeah, maybe you can, you know, mix the two or something.
Yeah, maybe. Get a bird and put whipped cream on them.
Yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't like doing that. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're going to be flying in Canada anytime soon, you might not want to fly Sunwing Airlines.
Okay.
That pilot was arrested last month for trying to fly a plane while intoxicated.
Yep, that's a no-no.
After the arrest, a Sunwing spokesperson said it was illegal in Canada to do mandatory full or random drug or alcohol tests on employees. Really? Believe it or not, it's not illegal or legal either. In fact, there is no law at all in the Canadian Labor Code that addresses drug or alcohol testing in the workplace, and that includes airlines.
Really?
Wow. Okay, you don't want to be, you don't like our president? Go to Canada, and you don't even have to get drug tested.
Yeah,
how can you do that? I cannot imagine. You're taking people's lives in your own hand.
Yeah.
You're a bus driver or a pilot.
What was it? Sunline Airlines?
Sunwing.
Sunwing. It's Sunwing. Don't do that.
Never heard of it.
So it's centuries old. It's the home of Sweden's royal family and ghosts. Queen Sylvia, who's 73, has revealed that Drottningholm Palace in Stockholm is haunted. There are small friends, ghosts, and they're all very friendly. But you sometimes feel that you're not completely alone, she tells SVT in a documentary. Come and feel it for yourself. Go around when it's dark and it's, well, Very exciting, she says. Well, we already got that show, right? What is that, Ghost?
Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
Well, and then they got the one looking for Bigfoot. They've been looking for that. This has been on for 5 years. They haven't found Bigfoot yet. How do they continue to get funding for that?
I don't know. Well, they steal it from the University of New Mexico or something,
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Plus, you know, if they find him, what do they have to have the show for anymore?
True.
People watch it. Yeah, that's true.
Everybody wants to get out of New Jersey. Apparently, an annual moving survey from United Van Lines, and New Jersey is the state that most people are moving out of for the fifth year in a row.
Jersey.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, if you're there, you got to know that they're going to need the same amount of tax money or maybe more because of inflation. Mm-hmm. And if you got people moving, guess what?
Your taxes are going up.
That's what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
CNN says common complaints from state residents looking to get out of Jersey include the high property taxes, the recent gas tax hike, and the poor condition of the state roads. According to the United survey, almost 70% of people moving out of the state did so because of retirement or job opportunities. So, where's everybody going? Well, it says here, South Dakota.
What?
You know,
from Jersey to South Dakota?
Having that conversation in January is probably not the thing to do.
Yeah.
But here are the states that people are moving out of. Number one, Jersey. Number two, Illinois. Number three, New York. Number four, Connecticut. All of those pretty good tax hikes.
Mm.
And number five is Kansas.
Huh.
Because it's Kansas.
Because they're bored.
Yep.
The five states people are moving into. Number one is South Dakota, then Vermont. Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Idaho and South Carolina.
Because of Trump.
No.
That's why.
Is that why it is? Hello?
I think probably the number one reason for moving out of New Jersey is just tired of dealing with people named Teresa, Marie, Finney, and Foley.
Well, it could be that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of time to spend talking to you, whatever you're going to say, let's move it along.
Well, I was just about to say, now, when's the next shindig for the TAB?
And can I go?
We didn't invite you, but I guess we could.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't know that girls are allowed.
It's one of those old boys clubs.
Yes.
We've decided that you're going to end up looking like a homecoming queen with all the ribbons on your name.
Yeah.
You know, president, past president, been there, did the president.
Do you want to borrow my tiara?
Yeah. No. I've got one that's my size.
Were you voted most popular, Mr. Downs?
Yes. Well, yeah. And why wouldn't I be?
Well, apparently this guy Oscar from the TAB is already ready for you to go for a third term.
Yeah.
Well, sure. It's because I don't do anything.
I let
them do it. I'm everybody's favorite board chairman.
He just walks in and says, okay.
Do I need to sign anything?
I've got the board chairman's suite at the hotel, and I ain't paying for it.
That's
so
the way governing should be done.
Did you get a TAB business card? I mean, a credit card?
I don't get a credit card. I do get a business card if I ask for
one. Credit card. No. Can't you just use the old ones that you had?
They've expired. 2003.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. It's been 13 years. I come back in again, don't you think?
Now we're going to have to get another open for you, right?
Because I had dark hair the last time I was chairman of the board.
And they're going to use that same picture of him smiling.
I'll tell you, here's the funny thing. They put the pictures of the chairman on the board, so I've got on the wall.
Yeah.
And so there's one up there for me from 2003 and one from 2017. You can really see what 13 years in radio will do to you.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Actually, if we could, we get a picture of him when he had a fro when he was 19 when he went to school at A&M.
Red fro.
Why couldn't they do that? Why can't they show like pictures of you when you were 19?
Because I think I've got most of them already back in the house.
I got you. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank
to you.
Thank you.
We got our. I don't want to call them mouse pads. Our multifunctional devices.
Yep.
Our appreciate mouse you pads. Doing that for you.
Yeah, they're here and they're just for you because, frankly, there's a limit to just how much. How much whining I could handle. I was trying to find another word.
A
synonym for whining.
Yeah. We gave 20 of them away today. So
yep.
Well, that's good. That's good. Actually, Chelsea, Mary Mike was a past president, so it's really kind of it's kind of up to you what you. You can go as far as you want to go. You can follow your dreams.
There's no glass ceiling for
reach
you.
Reach for the stars.
That's right. Your empowerment empowers us all.
Are you done?
That's what we have to tweet if you're on a men's athletic team now. I just thought
that's good. All right. So we have 45 seconds. We have 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you need to add to?
Oh, there's so much to go through, Scott. So much to go through, but I'll turn it over to you. Because I'm busy. I'm a busy man.
I know you are.
He's
well,
got
we
things to do.
That.
To see. Yeah.
Just remember, the Ford Motor Company introduced the 8-hour workday and minimum wage of $5 a day. A day. How's that? It's almost like radio.
It's a little bit more, though.
After you've been here for a while, yeah.
Speaking of which, in 1940, FM radio was demonstrated to the FCC for the very first time.
All right.
Static at home. And in 1970, All My Children premiered on ABC. And in 1998, Sonny Bono hit a tree and died.
Oh.
Yep.
Remember that skiing accident?
Mm-hmm. Such a weird
Yeah, it really was.
John Denver's the only one who had a weird
accident. Yeah.